Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quinice Petway, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, Psalm 77, verses 11 and 12.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Psalm 77, verses 11 and 12. I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and muse on your deeds. Untimely death, social isolation, church doors closed, school shut down, layoffs, sickness, civil unrest. The list goes on of the struggles associated with the past 2 years. A range of emotions was experienced both individually and collectively during this time, and I'm sure most can attest to feelings of confusion, uncertainty, and despair. With so much going on around us, we found it difficult to muster up hope and encouragement during such a dark period. Many of us cried out to God but felt as if we were drowning in our sorrow. Asaph, the author of this chapter of Psalms, Chapter 77, finds himself in a similar predicament, losing hope with feelings of despair. But then there is a shift that brings us to the verses of the day, verses 11 and 12. Once again, they say, I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and muse on your deeds. Asaph begins to remember all that God had done in the past. The remainder of the psalm, verses 13 through 20, reflect all the great and mighty things that the Lord has done. And we see where Asaph's attitude, spirit, and mood is shifted. But before we talk about those specific deeds that the psalmist began to meditate on that gave him hope, let's back up a bit. The writer had tried to quiet his thoughts in the previous verses unsuccessfully. Let's look at verses 5 through 10. I think of the good old days long since ended, when my nights were filled with joyful songs. I search my soul and ponder the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never again be kind to me? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Have his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door on his compassion? And I said, this is my fate. The Most High has turned his hand against me. And so that is what Asaph says. And does that sound familiar? Do you start questioning? Is God really there? Is he going to answer? Is he going to show up? Does he see what's really going on with me? Well, you're not alone. Asaph was right there with us experiencing those emotions. But this shows us that it may take repeated attempts to come out of a place of despair by recalling all that God has done, because our lows do get heavy. But we don't have to give up. We can continue to recount the goodness of God. And so the following verses go on to break down those wondrous works that God did. First, God brought Israel out of Egypt to escape the grips of slavery. Second, he parted the Red Sea for them to walk through on dry ground. And imagine that miracle. The water became walls, and the Israelites walked through on dry ground on a place that was once a sea. Now that's a miracle. Third, he caused the Egyptians to drown in that very sea that they had just walked through on dry land. Wow, what a miracle. And so Asaph was reflecting upon those things. Another thing to consider is he wasn't present, that being Asaph, or he being Asaph, wasn't present when God did these miraculous works. But it was customary for the Israelites to pass down the stories from generation to generation to illustrate God's power, protection, and love. This is a great place to pause and reflect. Are we sharing our stories with our children, grandchildren, friends, and family members to remind not only ourselves, but them of God's wonder-working power? We should. This is how we remain encouraged when doubt tries to creep in. This is how our spirits are lifted when we start feeling downtrodden. We can be reminded, as the gospel artist Ty Tribbett says, if he did it before, he can and will do it again. Psalm 40, verse 5 says, "Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which you have done, and your thoughts toward us. There are none to compare with you. If I were to declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count." So what miracles can you recall in your life that you know were nothing short of acts of God? What challenges have you overcome that you thought would have defeated you? But here you are alive and able to testify of the Lord's keeping power. Finally, who can you share your story with today to encourage, motivate, and ignite hope or infuse strength to carry out despite experiencing challenging circumstances or feelings of despair? Let us remember to reflect on those things God has done. Remember those things that he has done. Muse on those things. And to muse can mean to meditate, sing, speak of those wonderful things that God has done as our recipe for hope in times of despair. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that you are still in the miracle working business and have wonder working power. When we find ourselves focusing on the trials, tests, and challenges and the darkness that surrounds us, please help shift our focus to who you are and all that you have already done in our lives. Grant us with peace that surpasses all understanding and restore our hope and strength. Thank you for loving us and continuing to show up in our lives over and over and over again. We praise your wonderful name. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.